Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor. She now lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. The title of her preaching today is Don't Be a Roadblock.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Word of God. Some years ago, I was visiting with a little boy who at that time was around 7 years old. And in our conversation, he was telling me about how his mother and dad were fighting and threatening one another and advised him that they were going to get divorced. He was desperately worried. He didn't know how he could stop the fighting. He didn't know with whom he would live. And he didn't know whomever he would see again, either his mother or his father, depending upon their choice. And I remember saying to him, "This is a hard burden for you to carry." And he looked at me very seriously and said, "You don't know how much I pray." I was deeply touched by this little boy's love of his parents and the sorrow that he was experiencing and his great trust that somehow God was with him. And I wonder if this little boy's parents ever realized how much their fighting and threats affected their child. It leads me to wonder just how often we make our own judgments and give our own perceptions over others with what we say and how we do and causes pain in another. Today's gospel reminds us, whomever and however we receive another, we are receiving the living God. Each one of us is a temple of our God, and each one of us, no matter who we are, deserves kindness and respect. And in the second last part of the gospel, John is upset because someone else outside of their company was casting out demons, and they were trying to prevent him, the disciples. God's spirit and love blows where it will. And Jesus reminds him of this. The gift that we are given is a gift of God's abundance, a God who longs to give God's self to us in so many ways to fill our lives with grace and blessing. Let's not be roadblocks to these realities. Let's open the door to God's grace today and every day. Amen.